Despite gold prices having fallen for most of 2 months now, there is a great deal of gold news that you should know about. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. In any showdown between gold and paper money, gold always wins. Now, that fact is not always reflected in the day-to-day prices, and the stories that describe this economic inevitability don't get much play. But here are a couple of items that show the tendencies of people that make this so, a couple of the skirmishes in this development. First of all is a story from The Telegraph of London that reports in the run-up to the vote on Scotland's independence, gold buying there in Scotland is surging. In fact, Scottish gold buying is showing, it says, a dramatic increase. And this coincides with another observation by the newspaper, which writes, there has been anecdotal evidence of Scotland-based investors seeking to move money out of Scottish banks. People, even those who have never been part of a gold-based monetary system, know instinctively that paper money, that fiat currencies are will-o'-the-wisps, insubstantial promises often broken just as easily as they've been made. The Scottish gold buyers don't want to have to worry about whose likeness is on the money. They want their assets preserved no matter the outcome, no matter the aftermath of this referendum. Now, our next story comes from the largest Persian language newspaper in North America. Citing a report from gold producers and exporters, it finds that Iranians now hold more gold in their homes than the Iranian central bank. This is again a reflection of the uncertainty about the stability or outlook for the Iranian national currency. And then finally, as I reported in the September Freedom and Prosperity letter, Switzerland will vote November 30th on an initiative to repatriate its national gold holdings. The referendum also seeks to halt further gold sales by the Swiss National Bank and demand that the central bank hold 20% of its assets in gold. Until 2000, the Swiss franc had a statutory 40% backing of gold. By the way, like our own Federal Reserve, the Swiss Central Bank has resisted being audited in any way. This movement in Switzerland is good news. The referendum reflects not only concerns with Switzerland's abandonment of much of its monetary tradition, but says something about the dollar and their concern about its future. Ron Paul and I will talk more about this important Swiss referendum on our weekly podcast. That's on Friday. Be sure to listen. You can access this conversation and all of our podcasts each week. They're right on the front page of Money and Markets at moneyandmarkets.com. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.